We are here at the BASF Science Behind event, the 2013 event, the seventh one prior to Commodity Classic. And with me, once again, is my good friend, Kip Cullors from Southwest Missouri. And Kip, well, I probably know the answer to this, but considering how dry it was, and I know Missouri was one of the very driest states last year, how did your 2012 crops fare?
Well, you know, Cindy, is like everywhere else, it was dry. You'd hit good spots, and then you'd hit absolute disasters. So I'm basically like everybody else. And it's kind of heartbreaking whenever you work all year long trying to do everything right, and then Mother Nature, you know, just cuts the rain off and you're done. But, you know, that's farming.
How were your yields impacted last year?
Pretty tremendously. We actually did have one pivot to average 321 bushels. So, but boy, it was from zero to that. So, you know, so obviously I'm not doing too much right whenever you got that kind of swing. Mm-hmm.
So how are you approaching your operation based on last year? Every year is a new year, but how are you planning to approach this year in terms of what happened last year?
You know, we're going to continue on like everything's hunky-dory, and we're going to try to do everything to the best of our ability and everything right and just move on. But if you start cutting costs and inputs and not putting fungicide on, you know, you're going to be behind eight ball, and you won't be able to take advantage of when you do get back to normal growing season.
Well, nothing can replace water as far as a crop is concerned, but what products did you use last year that you think helped mitigate the effects of that stress and help you get better yield?
Well, Headline, you know, I beat that drum, you know, and I love it, and it removes stress, and we use the Kixor technology to keep the weeds out of the field, and, you know, I just hate weeds, and once you let them go to the seed, you know, then you got to fight them for the next 10 years. So I just want to eliminate it. I just, you know, I want to have sterile ground, I guess you could say.
So as far as this coming season is concerned, have you decided what you're going to do as far as how much corn, how much soybeans, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we're going to have about the same amount of corn. We've actually got a little more wheat than normal, where you got about 2,500 acres planted. And I don't know how much we're going to kill and go back to corn, but we are definitely got more wheat, but because they're feeding a lot of wheat in Southwest Missouri, and so we'll be able to get that off in June and July and be able to hit that higher price market.
What's your soil moisture like right now?
Well, we had 6-inch snow, and so we're a little better than we were, but we're still dry down deep because we just haven't had any moisture in basically a year.
So when are you thinking about starting planting then?
20th of March, if it's dry enough. We'll be hot and heavy going full blast if we're dry enough.
All right, great. Kip, it is always great to see you and always great to be a part of this event, the BASF Science Behind event, the 2013 version here in Orlando. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.